Are you going absolutely crazy trying to feed a constant supply of targeted traffic to your website? If this is true, if this describes you, then grab a coffee and settle in for the next 10 minutes as we show you some advanced traffic generation tips for your web business in the latest edition of Info Product Publishers Podcast. Well, welcome back, everyone. Jeff Smith here once again from HireTrustMarketing.com, InfoMarketersZone.com, and InfoProductCreator.com. Once again, thanks to all of you for joining us. We really appreciate having you with us today, and welcome to anyone new that's listening to us for the first week. We've had some excellent feedback over the last few weeks. Seems like the people are really appreciating the in-depth content, the hard-hitting stuff that we're bringing you each week. I know there's a lot of podcasts out there that just seem to be directionless or seem to think that people want to hear people just talk mindlessly for 15 or 20 minutes. That's certainly not what we're about. What we want to do is dig into some really advanced topics each week and give you some information for information product publishers to be able to take more money into your bank accounts. That's the whole goal, and get more out of your business. And this week's going to be no different, folks. So what we want to do is start off with advanced traffic generation tips for your web business. And then we want to talk a little bit about a couple of products that have hit the market this week that might be of interest to you, may not be. We've reviewed some of them, so we'll talk about that towards the end. Let's get started with advanced traffic generation tips for your web business. Now, all of you, I'm not sure if you experience the same thing as a lot of people, where you have tips, you have techniques that you might use to generate a peak of traffic, but lo and behold, 2 days later, you're back down at your normal traffic patterns. Well, that's not bad. I mean, you can get a lot of signups, you can get some sales in that 2 day period, but then you got to go right back to work and figure out the next technique that you got to use to generate even more traffic. It can be frustrating, and it takes all of your time. It takes time away from your business, it takes time away from creating products and creating new marketing campaigns. What you really want to try and focus on is getting a consistent, ever-increasing building amount of traffic driving to your website in an automated way. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So you've heard of techniques like writing articles and submitting them to directories, of course, pay-per-click advertising, e-zine advertising, joint ventures. Those are all important techniques, and I don't want to pretend that I haven't used those and that you shouldn't use those. What we really want to talk about today, though, is how can you build some automation into your traffic generation. And this is something that people just don't talk about a lot, but I know some of the big guns that are feeding their sites a lot of targeted traffic and generating a lot of sales are using this technique. Some of them started off by figuring it out through luck. Others found out, actually knew the technique firsthand and use it well. The gist of this technique, the basic premise of this technique is that, you know, there are three basic elements to succeeding with your business online. One of them is you need something to sell, something in high demand. It could be your own product, could be someone else's product, could be a service, could be advertising in the case of a portal site. Lots of different business models, but bottom line is you need something to sell. You need something to bring in the dough. Second, you need some kind of copy or design, sales copy, sales tech letter that is going to sell that product. You need that to be converting a lot of your customers, visitors into customers. Third, you need traffic generation. You need to drive traffic to that site. Now, people tend to think of these three pillars as separate items. And what I want to talk to you about today is bringing two of those together and understanding the impact that creating your own information products can have on traffic generation. Specifically, and I call this an online business ecosystem. And what I mean by that is by creating content, I'm going to go through four techniques for generating a stampede, an automated, constantly building stampede of traffic to your website. The first one is writing content. There's no better way than to spread your branding, to spread your site, to spread word and publicity about your site than to generate content. Well, what do I mean by content? Of course, writing articles is one way, and you should be writing an article a week. That's the guideline. If you can do two, that's great. You should be getting those out to directories. You should be posting them on websites. You should be sending them out to your list. But beyond that, what can you do? You can generate audios. You know, you can generate a 10-minute audio summary of something you found each week. You can do a summary tip, an audio weekly audio tip. You can do an interview. You can do an audio section of an information product you had. Be creative, and recording audio is well within the reach of anyone today. We're going to cover that on a future podcast update and get you started very inexpensively in creating your own professional audios. Podcasting, well, what you're listening to here today, and we're going to cover that as well in a future episode. Blogs, you could be publishing your own blog. And what's a blog? Well, blogs are really just your opinion. You're going up daily, every couple of days, giving your opinion on your market. How difficult is that? That's generating content. It's driving people to your site. The search engines love blogs sending people to your site. You should be publishing your own e-zine. That can be a weekly or a bi-weekly e-zine where you're giving a combination of good information, an article, some reviews, some news of the week. You know, something that's getting out to people and is attracting more traffic to you. Special reports. You should be developing 10 to 15 page special reports in a rebrandable format. We can cover that in a future podcast. But basically, by putting a few fields in your report, there's software out there for less than $50 that can easily rebrand the links in that and allow partners to be able to take your quality content and distribute it all over the place virally. You need to be developing content-rich web pages. Know the keywords that people are looking for in your market and develop web pages around that. Outside of that, you've got all kinds of other opportunities for developing content. You can develop membership sites, forums, discussion groups. You know, you've got tons of opportunities out there, and you should be working on a plan to develop that kind of content to drive a steady stream of traffic. Second pillar, affiliate program. When I launched my business back in 2000, I knew I wanted an affiliate program because I understood the leverage that you can get from that. But little did I know that at the time, you know, a year later, 75% of my traffic and sales were coming from affiliates. My affiliate list is now well over 2,000 people. Not all of those are active, but many of them are. I could walk away, literally fall off the face of the earth for the next 6 months, and my business is on autopilot. I can generate income without ever being, you know, ever doing any more marketing on my established businesses. Now, that's powerful. That's leveraged income. That's automated income. I can walk away literally at any point in time. And that's what we should be striving for, is the systematization of your web business. Third pillar, and by the way, for your affiliate program, that means you've got to have something that you own the rights to. Could be your own software, could be private label rights, it could be public domain material, lots of opportunities there, but you need to own your rights to your own product to be able to bring affiliates and pay out a percentage of that product and bring affiliates into play to be able to bring traffic to your site. Third, develop your own quality, unique products, and that builds out of that need to be able to have something to generate affiliate programs for. You should be, anyone can develop their own information products. Head up to hirertrustmarketing.com, subscribe to the mini course that's up there. 7-part mini course will get you started. Follow the blog. We've got constant tips on generating your own info products. Folks, the most successful people generating ebooks and reports and audios and courses today are non-writers, they're non-professionals, non-speakers. Literally, I'm being honest with this, most of these people wouldn't even have a job, wouldn't even be able to get a $20,000 a year job if it wasn't for information products, yet they're making a fortune developing their own info products. And anyone can do it. It's a matter of getting started, of learning the basics, of making sure you've got an in-demand topic, of just getting to work, getting your first product out there, constantly revising it, releasing new editions. You really can do it. Once you've got your info products, you can attract people to sell that for you. You can get affiliates. You can hold reviews. You can hold interviews. You can list it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, eBay. You can an entirely huge opportunity to get your name, your brand, your website link out into the public. We'll just flood your site with traffic as you build that part of your business and get more products out there. It's the number one technique I would suggest for generating long-term automated large amounts of targeted traffic. Get your info products out there, and not only will you be making money selling them, you'll be bringing a whole lot of people back to your different ecosystem, your different sites. And finally, number four, take your message to the street. And what I mean by that is, don't be afraid to get out in front of people, issue press releases, hold teleseminars, generate keynote speaking opportunities, do local presentations, seminars, workshops, boot camps, go after book reviews, have people review your books, attend trade shows, do your podcasts, radio shows. These are all techniques for getting your name out there, for getting publicity. And folks, a few months of each of these techniques, you'll start to see that you're turning on, each time you do that, you're turning on a tap. And the more you do them, the more the tap gets turned on until you've got literally an incredible stream of traffic come to your site, automated, and you can walk away tomorrow, as I mentioned, and still continue. The tap doesn't turn off. So these are some advanced techniques. So it all hinges on you developing your content, generating partnerships and networking, and taking your message to the street. And with that, folks, that's it for today. Those are the most advanced techniques. I just don't see people talking about out there today. Use them. Give it a try to generate a large flood of traffic to your site. We'll be back next week. I want to thank you for joining us today in this brief but powerful podcast. I look forward to talking to you next week. If you have any questions, email me at jeff@infoproductcreator.com. That's all one word, jeff@infoproductcreator.com. We'd love to hear your feedback, good or bad. Email us, let us know what you'd like to see in future shows. We'll definitely cover those topics. We'll bring on special guests, but please do email me. We love to get the email, love to get the feedback, and it will allow us to target this at you. And after all, this is your 10 to 15 minutes each week. We want to bring you the best information. That's all for this week. Jeff Smith signing off. We'll talk to you again next week.